Blog Talk Radio. can be. That's what it said.
You to sing that last verse again, please. It was Dr. Pentecost who stated, when the Lord told Moses, when he asked, whom shall I say has sent me? The Lord said to the great lawgiver, you tell them I am that I am has sent you. And let me tell you what he was then. He still is today.
What it takes to meet your need. When the doctor said I was dying with cancer, you said, I'll even go by way of Calvary.
Thank you, Greg. Mama, praise God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
This song is just as much of a testimony as it was the first time I ever sang.
You see, I thought number one would surely be me, and I thought I would be what I wanted to be, and I thought I could build on life's sinking sand. But I can't even walk, Lord, without you holding my hand. No, I can't. No, I can't even walk without you holding my hand. Oh, the mountain. In the valleys too wide, oh, down on my knees, oh, I'll learn to stand, because I can't even walk without you holding my hand.
You see, I thought I could do a lot on my own, and I thought I could make it all alone. Sometimes I thought of myself,
yes, yes,
as a mighty, mighty big man. But Lord Jesus, I can't even walk. Okay. I know I can't. I said I can't even walk without you holding
my
hand. You know I thought I could do a lot on my own. Lord, I thought I could make it all alone. And you know I thought of myself as a mighty, mighty big man. But now I know that I can't even walk. No, I can't even walk. No, I can't even
should I feel discouraged? And why should the shadows fall? And why should my heart be lonely and long for him, my home? When Jesus is my portion,
Jesus is my portion,
oh, my comfort, friend, is he. For his eye is on the sparrow, and I know he watches over me. Yes, his eye is on the sparrow, and I know he watches me, and I sing because
nothing but praise.
abundantly. When you fill me with, fill me with your spirit, Lord. Oh, it's priceless, and it cannot be purchased with money. Oh, I have nothing but praise for you. Yes, I do.
But praise for him. Hallelujah. Give him glory tonight. This God that we serve, he is worthy. Hallelujah. Glory be unto his mighty name. Thank you, Lord. Brian, let's do it one more time.
Lord, you gave me a home, and you gave me my family. You gave me two hands for to lift up and to praise you. You gave me to be, to walk in your footsteps. I have nothing but praise for you.
Come on, Randy.
Well, you gave me life and life more abundantly when you filled me with.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We have nothing but praise for you, Almighty God. Father, we have nothing but praise for you. Hallelujah. We have nothing. Just praise, praise, but praise, but praise for you. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus. I greet you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of His sweet, blessed Holy Spirit. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you in the mighty and the matchless name of Jesus. Let us pray. Father, we bless you and we, hallelujah, we give you glory. Hallelujah. We give you total praise. Total praise, oh God. 99.9 will not do. We give you total praise, oh God. We worship you, O God, in the beauty of your holiness. What a mighty God we serve. We bow down before you. We surrender our lives to you. Have your way in our lives in the name of Jesus. Have your way, O God. Take preeminence, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, take preeminence. We surrender totally and completely to you. Let your perfect will be done in the name of Jesus. Let your perfect will be done in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We look to you. We look to you, Almighty God, the author and the finisher of our faith. You are God. There's no one greater than you, Lord. And so we say thank you, Lord, in spite of all that is going around, going on in this world. We have nothing but praise for you. Nothing but praise for you. Nothing but praise for you. And so, Lord, accept our praises and thanksgiving. And, Lord, perfect our praise. Praise in the name of Jesus. Let our praise be perfected to bring glory and honor to your name, Jesus. Father, perfect our lives in the name of Jesus. We surrender to you. Hallelujah. We say thank you. Father, we come to thy throne of grace this morning. And Lord, we ask for mercy. Your mercies are new every morning. Have mercy, O God. Have mercy, O God. Have mercy, O God. In the name of Jesus, have mercy upon us. Have mercy upon spouses in the name of Jesus. Have mercy, O God, upon our children in the name of Jesus. Have mercy upon our grandchildren in the name of Jesus. Have mercy upon each and every one of us this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. Under the sound of my voice, O God, have mercy upon us. Have mercy upon us, O God, in the name of Jesus. Forgive us of all that we've done that did not bring glory and honor to your name. Wash away our sins. Let the blood away. Let the blood of Jesus cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Oh, Father God, the blood of Jesus. We soak this service in the blood of Jesus. Father God, we soak our spirit, souls, and bodies in the blood of Jesus. We soak our homes in the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. Father God, the blood bring healing to our bodies. The blood of Jesus deliver us, oh God, from all evil. The blood of Jesus uproot everything in our lives. Oh God, that is not of you. The blood of Jesus cleanse us. Let the blood remove everything in our lives that is not of you. Uproot those things, generation of curses. Uproot things in our lives that is not of you. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh God, we hold on to the horns of the altar, oh God. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, kaya masando riki ikayo masande ekaya maste. Wara masande riaku ye masta. Don't let the blood can make us whole. Father, we took our children, spouses, grandchildren, in the blood of Jesus, our siblings, in the blood of Jesus, our nieces and our nephews, in the blood of Jesus, those that are connected to us in the blood of Jesus, and we thank you for your precious blood. This morning, oh God, we put on the full armor of God, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth in the name of Jesus. We put the armor on this morning, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth in the name of Jesus. We put the armor on our children, the armor on our grandchildren. We put the armor on our spouses. We put the armor on our siblings. We put the armor on our nieces and our nephews, oh God, and everyone that is connected to us. In the name of Jesus, every son and daughter of your kingdom, oh God, to us, oh God, to our ministers, oh God, in the name of Jesus, helmet of salvation, breastplate of righteousness, shoes of peace, sword of the Spirit, shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we put on the robe of righteousness. Father, the garment of salvation, the robe of righteousness. We are the crown of glory in the hand of the Lord and the royal diadem in his hand. And so, Lord, we thank you. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Father, this morning we pray for divine angelic assistance. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we ask you, Lord, to send your holy angels to be with us, guiding and protecting us, warring on your behalf, doing your bidding in our lives in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, thank you for the blood of Jesus. We invoke the covenant Your covenant that is in the blood of Jesus, let it be activated and manifested in our lives. And let all that we do, all that we say, bring glory and honor to your name. And Lord, yes, there are times that even we will slip, oh God. But Lord, we pray that when the Holy Spirit in the remembrance, oh God, that we have slipped and fallen short of, we said the wrong things. We pray that our hearts will be quickened, that we will ask you for mercy in the name of Jesus and move forward. Father God, deliver us from evil. Let the mind of Christ be in us. Greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. Give us the mind of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Help us, O God, to move according to faith and not according to what we see. Let us look at things from the eternal dimension and not from the physical, remembering that all things start in the spiritual realm. And so, Father God, we thank you and we bless you, O God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for the finished works, the finished works of the cross. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, we know that when Jesus took those last breath and said, Lord, it is finished. It is finished. So we thank you, oh God, for the finished works of the cross. We bless your name. Hallelujah. As we come into your presence, to praise, to listen to your word. Let us be attentive to what you're speaking to us this morning and what you're speaking to us through the day. Let our ears be open to hear and receive what you're speaking in the name of Jesus. We thank you for divine acceleration. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for redeeming our time. Oh God, what a merciful God you are to redeem the time for us, oh God. For that we say thank you. We bless your name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. To those of you that's just joining us, we want to welcome you in the mighty name of Jesus. This morning I'm going to start a profound teaching, and I want us to pay attention keenly to this word that is coming forth this morning that the Lord placed in my spirit. Hallelujah. So to bring, and it's something that will give you revelation and understanding, because when the Lord gave this to me, it is an eye-opener. Amen. In the name of Jesus. And something, when God gave us stuff, we don't want to, because he releases it not just for, it's not just for me, my children, my family. It's to share the word with others. Hallelujah. Who the Son has set free indeed. So what I want you to do is to get pens and papers as you come to this week. Hallelujah, at least for the few days we'll be on this week, probably. Yeah, we'll be on straight through in the name of Jesus to hear this word. Hallelujah. And to let it be applied in your life to set you free. So those of you that snoozing and sleeping, do miss this. Hallelujah. Father, as I bring this word this morning, let it not be me, but let it be the Christ that lives inside of me. Father God, that your name will be glorified. Your name will be honored in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we thank you and we bless you. Hallelujah. We give you the glory. We give you the honor. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. The Bible says in Genesis 3:15, finished work of the cross. And we're going to start from Genesis 3:15. Amen. In the name of Jesus, you hear this, and it's scriptural, the finished works of the cross. But I want to start from Genesis 3:15 so you can, and I'm going to take it a little bit slow this morning. Just give me your ears so you can hear this word this morning. Be attentive because God wants to set us free. Genesis 3:15. And I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. It shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. It shall bruise thy head, to bruise his heel. This is the first prophetic promise that God has released concerning his son, Jesus Christ. Between thy seed and her seed. Thy seed and her seed. When you say thy seed is the seed of the serpent, the children of Satan. Apostle, what do you mean by the children of Satan? Those who have given their life to Satan and taken vows, hallelujah, and given their life to Satan. So there are children who do the works of the devil, who have decided and totally submitted to take the work of the devil, witches, wizards, whatever, those that have not surrendered and given their life to Christ. Those that refuse, even though they hear the gospel, hallelujah, they still refuse to give their lives to Jesus. Even though he paid the price on the cross, they still refuse. Their ears are dull. Their hearts are dull. They do not. They have a reprobate mind. They do not acknowledge Christ. And I don't care how we talk and talk. They have their mind set. They're not going to relent. They're not going to change. They're going to continue going after those ways. And they come with different stuff to bring arguments, but you don't pay attention. You keep your eyes on Jesus. Yes, but God so loved the world. Do he know God loved the world? He loved them. Dog. They don't want to hear. And when we look at Romans 1, I'm building a foundation, look at Romans chapter 1. You will see that these people have given themselves unto the Lord. I mean, unto Satan. They don't care. Paul, a servant of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, separated unto the gospel of God, which he had promised and forth by his prophets in the Holy Scriptures, concerning his son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, which was made of the seed of David, according to the flesh, and declared to be the Son of God with power, according to the Spirit of holiness, by the resurrection from the dead, by whom we have received grace and apostleship for obedience to the faith among all nations, for his name, among whom he also, because of, I'm reading from Romans 1. So all that be in Rome, beloved of God, called to be sins, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. First, I thank my God through Jesus Christ for all, for you all, that your faith is spoken of throughout the whole world. For God is my witness, whom I serve with my spirit in the gospel of his Son, that without ceasing I make mention of you always in my prayers, make a request if by any means now at length I may have a prosperous joining by the will of God to come unto you. For I long to see that I may impart unto you some ye may be established. I long to see that I may impart unto you some spiritual gift to the end that ye may be established. Underline 11. That is that I may be comforted together with you by the mutual faith, both of you and me. Now, I would not have you ignorant, brethren, that oftentimes I purpose to come unto you, but was let hitherto that I might have some fruit among you also, even as among other Gentiles. I am debtor both to the Greeks and to the barbarians, both to the wise and to the unwise. So as much as in me, as I am ready to preach the gospel to you, that I at Rome also. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to every man, everyone that believeth, to the Jews first, and also to the Greek. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed, from faith to faith, that it is written, the just shall live by faith. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness. Underline verse 18. Because that which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God has showed it unto them. For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and the Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Because that when they knew God, they glorify him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations. And their heart, foolish heart, was darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools and changed the glory of the incorruptible God to an image made like to a corruptible man, and to birds, and four-footed beasts, and creeping things. Wherefore God also gave them up to uncleanness, to the lust of their own hearts, honor their own bodies between themselves, who changed the truth of God into a lie, and worship and serve the creature more than the creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. But as God gave them up unto vile affections. For even that woman did change the natural use unto that which is against nature. And likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, this is homosexuality, burned in their lust one towards another, men with men, working that which is unseemly and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error which was met. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do things which are not convenient, being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignancy, burdens, hatred of God, despiteful, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection, implacable, unmerciful, who knowing the judgment of God that they which commit such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but have pleasures in them that do them. When you take your time in your spare time, because I'm going to think, but I want to do it, take time to do it. You read Romans 1, hallelujah, you see all the things that have been done, that the men and women that are doing. They have given themselves up to become children of the enemy. Children. And their minds have become reprobate. Hallelujah. So, although God loved them and he sends pastors and ministers and preachers, they're not even going to pay attention. I don't know if you have met those type of people. They're not even going to pay attention. Leave me. They tell us, leave me with your God. And they find every kind of stuff to argue. Hallelujah. But I'm saying, their minds are reprobate. Their hearts are hardened. They refuse. Jesus knocks at the door of their heart. They're not going to let him in. They are selfish. They love control. Satan teamed. What did the father come to do? The father who killed. He came to kill. And he came to destroy. So that's their mission. They came on. They decide to do those things. They become children of unrighteousness instead of children of righteousness. Deceived the woman. The head of Satan is when Jesus bruised the head. When you bruise the head and you crush the head, you have destroyed all the works of the enemy. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Jesus paid the price. Jesus paid the price. And every time we sing the song, Jesus paid the price, the finished work of the cross. Oh, Jesus has put us back. Because he paid the price, then we go back to Eden. How did he pay the price? How can we go back to Eden? How can we live fruitful and righteous life in Christ? What does it mean by the finished works of the cross? What does it mean The blood, what is the blood of Jesus? The blood that Jesus shed for us way back on Calvary. The blood that gives us strength from day to day will never lose its power. The Bible says in Leviticus 11, for the life of the flesh is in the blood, and I have given it to you on the altar to make atonement for your soul. For it is the blood that makes atonement by reason of the life which it represents. Leviticus 17:11. Hallelujah. The blood of Jesus is the most, one of the most powerful voices in the universe. That you remember we said the blood of Jesus speaks better things than the blood of Abel. Hallelujah. Because we know the blood of Abel. Hallelujah. Still had, because Jesus had not come physically on earth, it was still, even though Abel did what was right, but Jesus had not paid the price yet. So the blood of Jesus speaks better things than the blood of Abel, because Jesus is the perfect pure lamb of God. Hebrews 12:24, and to Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant, uniting God, and to the spring of blood, which speaks of mercy and nobler and more gracious mercies than the blood of Abel, which cries out for vengeance. Hallelujah. So the blood of Jesus. When we repent, we invoke the blood of Jesus to wash and cleanse us from all unrighteousness, to forgive us. Hallelujah. We thank you for the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. The Bible says, John 1:9, that we have sinned and confessed our sins. He is faithful and just, true to his own nature and promises, and will forgive our sins and cleanse us continually from all unrighteousness, our wrongdoing, everything not in conformity with his will and purpose. John 1:9 from the Amplified Bible. Hallelujah. For the life and flesh is in the blood. I have given it to you on the altar to make atonement for your, by reason of the life which represents the blood. Hallelujah. So Jesus paid that price. When we look at all for the blood of Jesus. So we got to look how to where God wants us to be. What is the finished work of the cross? What is what Jesus said? It is finished. Hallelujah. When you see altars, you see satanic altars that do all kinds of stuff. They use blood also. So sacrificing of children, do all kinds of stuff. But Jesus' blood, pure and holy. Hallelujah. He paid that price once and for all. So what is the finished work of the cross? I'm going to give you one. And so your mind can start thinking. I want you to stop thinking about when Jesus went to the cross. I will show you 7 places, hallelujah, about the blood of Jesus. 7 places, and hallelujah, we're looking at even the altars, the 7 places. The first place, write this down, the scripture. And I will go over it, even if I take weeks to do this, because I want us to get into what God wants us to be. The seven drops of blood, the first drop, seven drops of blood, and being in agony, deeply distressed, Luke 22:44. You remember Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane. He prayed more intently, and his sweat became like drops of blood falling on the ground. Number one, the sweat, the drop of blood falling on the ground. When Jesus cried and said, Lord, not my will, thy will be done. Jeez, you remember Cain and Abel, and I will take time. I'm just going to give you a little summary for this one, and then I'll take time to break it down. Cain and Abel, remember Abel gave a better offering than Cain did. And remember God came down and spoke to Cain to sit live at their door. What can you say? Is it Cain gave God an offering, but Abel gave God the better offering, which was the lamb. Why did Abel give the better offering? Let me give you the answer. Genesis 3:17-19. Then to Adam, the Lord said, because you have listened intently to the voice of your wife and have eaten fruit from the tree above which I commanded you, saying, you shall not eat of it. The ground is now under a curse. Because of you, in sorrow and toil, you shall eat the fruit of all the days of your life, both thorns and thistles. It shall grow for you, and you shall eat the plants of the field. By the sweat of your face, you will eat bread until you return to the ground. For from it you were taken, for you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Genesis 3:17. God, Cain took the fruits from the ground. The ground was cursed. You found the answer is Genesis 3:17-19 that I read. The ground was cursed. God had already cursed the ground. And I'm sure Adam and Eve told Cain that. And what did he do? He still gave the fruit. So what am I speaking to you? When Jesus sweat, when he was in the Garden of Gethsemane, the first thing he did, when those sweats came down like blood, the curse turned into what? A blessing. The curse was removed from the earth, from the ground. So that means when you come to that place of just toiling and searching for everything, everything is, it seems like a struggle for you and I. And you struggle. The first curse that was broken off the ground. Hallelujah. You don't have to be toiling and searching, because that's the first thing that Jesus did. Hallelujah, to break when he was in the Garden of Gethsemane. So when we do this, I will take time. Even if I go step by step from the first blood, I will break it down to you. So then you can start seeing the finished works of the cross. So now, what can you do? You, those things, it can be broken off your life, off my life, permanently. Permanently, because the curse is broken. The curse is broken. Amen. So now when we come, that means the altar of toiling and sweating, but everything in our lives can be broken permanently in Jesus' name, because Jesus paid. So we're going to be doing some profound teaching, and I just gave you an example and I gave you a summary. So I want you, when you come in the morning, to be attentive so that you can understand the revelation of Jesus paid the price. Understand the revelation of the finished works of the cross. When you have an understanding of these things, my sisters and my brothers, we can live in victory. Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Because you are sons and daughters of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. We perish because of what? Lack of knowledge. Hallelujah. Because of lack of knowledge. But Jesus paid the price. The finished works of the cross. That we can walk in total victory in Jesus' name. Father, I thank you this morning. And every day of our lives, we say thank you. Father, you showed me these things. You broke it down. Show me. You reveal it to me so that we could be set free. Oh God, in the name of Jesus. So Father, I pray that we'll listen and heed to your word and write your scriptures and be attentive to what you're speaking in the name of Jesus. Oh Jesus, that's why your name is highly exalted above all names. Jesus, we thank you for paying the price on the Calvary to set us free. We thank you and we bless you, O God, in the name of Jesus. We give you glory. Jesus' name, we pray. Amen and amen. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. For thine is thy kingdom, thy power, and thy glory forever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Surely, his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Have a wonderful, blessed day. I want to say thank you to all of you for your birthday wishes, your calls, Yes. The gifts so much, and God bless you. In Jesus' name, amen.